CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
To CFRC 101.9. It is 8 p.m. here at the station. Hopefully you know what that means. That means that my name is Zach, and welcome to the 90s. This is your one-stop shop for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, deep cuts, random sound effects, interesting facts. Whatever I can throw at you, I do at this show. And as you know, sometimes I like to play some songs that may not be from the 90s, but really grasp at that feel. Speaking of Sons of Rick, a band from right here in Kingston, I got a little word from a little birdie that they are in the studio recording their debut EP right now as we're talking, as I'm talking to you, they're in the studio recording. So to celebrate this accomplishment for them and with some good hope for the future for them, here is Filter, their debut single, right here on CFRC 101.9.
Bye.
Friends, welcome back. You are still here in the 90s. You're not leaving anytime soon. We got a long show for you. But for this next one, I just want to put you in that headspace. I do this a little bit. I like doing it. It gives a little story behind it. So here's what I'm going to do. I want you to imagine that it is 1995. It's been a year since one of your favorite bands, Nirvana, has broken up. And you hear on the radio this album's coming out from the drummer of Nirvana. He's releasing this whole album by himself. And you're wondering, is this album good? So you go out and buy it, give it a listen, and the first track on this album absolutely blows you away. Do you know what that first track is? No? Well, we're going to play it to you right here on CFRC 101.9 just after this.
Hey everybody, this is John inviting you to check out Happy Town here on CFRC on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m. On this show, you'll hear a mix of music from rural North American traditions such as bluegrass, old-time music, a little bit of honky-tonk, country blues, and gospel. As well, you're also going to hear about music from Kingston area groups, samples from their new albums, as well as news about upcoming shows. So come to Happy Town on Sunday afternoons, relax, and fortify yourself to face the slings and arrows of Monday morning. Every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3, where traditional music thrives in Kingston, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Stuffing your fishing gear is hurting the ducks.
Ducks had been injured or had died because they were caught in fishing line left behind.
When the birds try and free themselves from the fishing line, they can damage themselves even more.
The lead lures are very dangerous to ducks if they swallow them.
If you see ducks, please don't fish in that area.
If you find a duck that is hurt, you can call Sandy Pines and they will help.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. We're about halfway through my show for the evening. If you are just joining us now, my name is Zach, and this is The 90s, where we play you an hour of amazing 90s music, 90s till 9. Your dad would love it here. And for this next one, I got a really special treat for you guys. So, 1991, our beloved Kingston-owned band, Tragically Hip, travels down to play a show at the Roxy Theater in Hollywood, California. And they record the entirety of this show and release it as an album. And one of these songs, Gord Downie does a 3-ish minute rant that has been dubbed Highway Girl Double Suicide. Here is that very song recorded over 30 years ago at a theater in Hollywood, right here on CFRC.
Thank you. Throwing rocks at a window, what could she do?
I throw like a girl.
If I throw enough rocks, one might break through.
beautiful apartment. She had a beautiful apartment. Well, actually, it was a lousy apartment, but she's very handy with her hands, and she's got Architectural Digest magazine, so she knows what she's doing. She likes to decorate her apartment in the Santa Fe tradition. I told her it was dated, but I see more of the world than she does. She got an apartment where the property was cheap, next to the freeway. She said, I save lots of money, but I lose lots of sleep in my apartment where the property is so cheap. And we'd laugh, and we'd laugh, and we'd laugh. Oh, we'd take pot shots at the passing car. It was dark and rotten. A place where the police helicopters would never spot it. I destroyed the map that we so carefully dotted. Every day we're dumping a body, she and me. Every single day. And we'd laugh about it. That's when I knew it was time that we both kill ourselves together. Together we were nothing but a menace. Apart we were nothing but lonely. I read too much. I thought we should kill ourselves. She doesn't read a thing, she believed me. Are you really the Messiah? Yes, I am. She was younger than me too. She was younger than me. And I said to her, I said, you know, Colleen, no one stamps on a bag of shit anymore. Nobody. Are you really the Messiah? Yes, I am. Believe it. So we opted to kill ourselves, as I said, but we had one rifle and one bullet. So I told her to put her head down close to the barrel and put the barrel sort of into her mouth, and I'd be right behind her with my head right behind hers. I said her life would end instantly. Mine might have a few extra minutes of agony and suffering. She couldn't pull the trigger, so we attached a string to it around the lamp and to the doorknob. The first person to come into our cheap fucking apartment would blow both our heads off. Think and we changed our minds, you know. I mean, we got scared and we kind of chickened out, and we'd laugh, you know. We laughed about it. What were we thinking? We're not that bad. We don't need to kill ourselves. And then the D train rattled overhead. Knock the door ajar, the door ajar, the door ajar, the jar door, the door ajar. The knob, the faulty lock, the door swung open. Killed her. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. They said, don't you think God did push a bit too fast? It's slowing down, don't make it last. And in the end, you said our memories, that must set you free. Oh boy, oh, I see that world, bring it home to me. All right.
Want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
There's no bathroom. then it's time. Reach into the sand. Come fill me again. Where you go, ashes in this form.
Jerry Cantrell with his new song Afterglow, released not even 2 weeks ago. And if you're thinking like me sometimes, there's no good new grunge music, Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains is keeping that alive. Next up here, though, we got Big Wreck with the Oaf, right here at CFRC.
Leave them there, don't come back today. Yeah.
friends, unfortunately, we are reaching the end of my show. I know, a huge tragedy. But good news for you and me. I am here every week at 8 p.m. playing you the 90s till 9, as promised. I'm here every week doing that. So it's been good having you here this week. Please join me next week as I give you your weekly dose of your favorite 90s music. And to end tonight, here is a song from the band that started it all off their, not debut album, but the album that everyone knows. Here is On a Plane by Nirvana.
What the hell am I trying?